Gentlemen, welcome back to Ding the Bell. I am Ding.
I am the bell. I am moving this kind of far so that, you know, I can, my face actually stay better on the camera. Don't you think here?
No, you should come over here this side. I created this big room for you and you went over it on that side.
But then I had to move this way like this.
Oh my gosh, like I'm Ding.
I'm the bell.
We're two ADD Asians that require a bell to keep us on track. That's why we have this bell. We even got ADD when during our introduction.
I'm so full.
Anyway, you ruined the 2014 already. Well, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Ding. Happy New Year.
Happy How New was Year, your everybody, 2014.
How was the New Year's Day? January 1st to January 1st.
I'm so glad nobody's listening. What? What's it say?
Indian came back.
Oh, wow.
Wow, right?
Wow.
I think they did something.
Oh, one listener. We have one listener now. Oh, fuck. I forgot to do Q&A.
You sound very British. Did you know that?
No.
You sound very British.
Oh, my gosh. Shall we do it? We have British listeners.
Ah, hoo-hoo. British.
So, anyway, welcome back to Ding the Bell. I hope you can do Q&A. If you are one of those people that can do Q&A, see if you can actually do Q&A. Ask your audience to submit a question and they will appear here. So, our New Year's resurrection. Oh, forgot. How about this? Please give the answer to last year's word of the bell. What is the word?
Lassisi.
So, what does Lassisi mean?
The Lassisi is the yogurt drink at the Indian restaurant?
Yes. She meant lassi. Mango lassi. Lassi.
Oh, so yummy. I like it.
You should have gotten the lassi instead of
chai. I should, but I got
chai is better.
Chai was good.
Yeah, chai is better.
What is this? It's better.
It's better for your stomach.
It was really good, really good.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do we have a new word? Do we have a new word for 2014? Word of the bell for 2014. The first word of 2014 is...
Actually, we already used it in the past, but since it has been brought back, so I'm going to go ahead and do that again. Hikmetide.
Do we actually use it?
Yes, we did.
Hikmetide.
Hikmetide. Oh. It might be very difficult. It's kind of a medical term.
Please give me an example of what the word is.
Then 2014, I think I really need to do Hikmetide because I'm so fat.
You think that things changed in 2014?
Yes.
We never talk about fat in the last show, but 2014 arrives and we jump right into the topic of fat.
I think our fat...
Do you know why? Because every year, every new year, all the marketing people manipulate, or not manipulate, but take the opportunity. What is it called? Make use of, like, what is it called?
Obsess?
No, like they...
Nice color. Nice color.
They maximize... What is that? Google Plus Hangout. Is that it? Oh, is it bad? What is that? Bruno, what is it? Does it not let you come in? I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that's it.
Let me go check it out.
Maybe you have been hacked.
Oh, copy. Oh, fuck! What is that? What is that? Did we just... he invited us to go join him? I don't know how to get back to our recording.
Wow.
Oh. Oh, wow.
Wow.
Oh! No, what is it? Okay, we're back.
That's a lie.
Hello? Hello? This is... Okay, we're back. Oh, I don't know why. I think he invited us to our I don't know. I think he invited us to join his. Yes.
Anyway. Anyway, 2014, yeah.
What was I saying? Marketing people really like to take opportunity of you because everybody thinks about fat, everybody wants to lose weight, everybody wants to stay healthy.
Exactly, and especially right after the holiday, it's perfect. And then 2014, like, you know, New Year's resurrection.
Yeah.
That's why everybody wanted to do something. They wanted to start the beginning of New Year's. So that's why, you know, yeah, marketing people like, oh yeah, that's good. But I mean, it doesn't matter. Every year is my challenge.
Huh?
Every year I struggle with my weight. Never happy.
Yeah, me too. But let's talk about that. What is your 2014 New Year's resolution or resurrection?
Next year.
Well, should we explain? What if people are new and they thought that we're crazy? We're talking about 2014 resurrection. It's word of the bell. 2014 resurrection is word of the bell. So go. What is your 2014 resurrection?
2014 resurrection. I want to fly high.
Huh? You want to take an airplane?
I'm going to fly high in my Korea.
Oh, wow. Lofty.
Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to fly high in my weight loss journey.
Oh, you want to lose more weight?
Mm-hmm. And then lastly, I want to shift. Well, kind of like a career too, but I want to kind of maybe start, like, I don't know, take classes or something. Like, I want to push myself to a little farther to grab something I want to do.
Oh, wow. So you want to have like a career advancement? You want to learn more?
Yeah, thank you. Like that.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, very, very good. Lofty resurrection.
Thank you. Also, additionally, I want to spend...
Ooh, that's a big word.
I want to spend a little more time for myself to do something I like and I can be good at it. Photography or learn editing from you or stuff like that. Something fun that make me feel excited.
Oh.
Give me a lot of adrenaline comes out.
And, well, yeah. But, oh! But go keep talking.
Yeah, that's good. So then, you know,
You want to do more photography? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, photography.
Actually, that could be one of my new resurrections too.
Oh.
I want to do more photography.
Oh.
Why?
I'm just saying.
Because can you imagine if we both go out and take photos?
It's going to be fun. Oh, I have models already.
I don't want to do people photography.
Oh, then that's good because I do.
What do you like about, like...
I'm more like a portrait photographer than building and thing. And also, I like take picture of animals.
But that's why I want to challenge you. It's like, go take photos when you're not... Like, go take photos that you don't know... No, well, anything. Things that you did not like taking photos of, do that for a day. See, so that's how you challenge and stretch.
Huh. Okay.
So enthusiastic.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, we have more. Okay, so anyway, Bruno said that yes, he did try to talk to us, tried to talk to us live interaction. Oh, okay. We also have another person saying hello.
Hello.
His name is, I think it's a he, Ryu Jinchuriki. Hi, Ryu. Is that, did we pronounce your name correctly? Ryu, me. Oh, is that Japanese? Ryu Jinchuriki. That sounds like Chinese. This just like kanji.
I think it's Chinese.
Oh, hi, Ryu Jinchuriki. Hello, where are you from? Tell us in the Q&A section. And also, maybe resurrection is live abroad. Oh, Bruno, to live abroad. Where?
Oh,
Bruno, tell me. Bruno,
that's such a good thing. Good one.
Bruno, tell me where do you think you want to go live? I like this interaction.
I'm sure Bruno is very young gentleman. So yes.
Yeah, tell us how old you are.
Yes, you should definitely experience study abroad and go outside of wherever you live.
Yeah.
Because it did you know, open up our horizon wider in our life.
Okay, that was a good question. I'm going to swing that back to us. If you have a country, or you have to pick a country that you need to go live abroad in 2014, just, you know, pretend.
Yes.
Hypothetically. One country that you want to choose to live in 2014, which country would that be? Cannot be your home country.
Oh, how about cannot be America, right?
Because correct, yeah. Like home country, like cannot be US, cannot be Japan for you, cannot be Malaysia, cannot be US for me.
One country that I want to live, maybe Singapore.
Tell us why.
Closer to Japan and... Yes, why not? Why not? And the weather is nice. And then, like, you know, maybe international, you know. My father said that country is so pretty and beautiful. People nice. I thought about Germany. But then I thought, wow, German is going to be so hard. To oh, learn. Really? Yeah, the language.
German. Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. Like, that's how they talk.
Is that how Germans
yes,
talk?
Yes. You remember I told you about the, you know, old student age yeah. for the, yeah. So, but that's how she talk. That age is, the, yes, that the German people talk like this in English.
So you want to live in Singapore and speak German?
No. Singapore might be a bit. Momo got there now.
You got... Let me tell you one thing.
Yes.
Malaysia is not too far from Singapore.
Oh, I'm not going to like it.
If you, I think you're going to hate it. I think what you will hate is that not all Singaporeans, you know, I know we have Singaporean listeners and all that. What is going to be troubling for you is how superficial things are, like in Japan too, right? Like how people judge you on the outside.
Okay, well then you're right, sir. I'm not gonna go there.
If you don't wear branded stuff, if you're not skinny and beautiful, I mean, I'm sure there's exceptions, but I'm just telling you.
That's why
you will find that. To
that's
be
why
the
they accept Momoka because she's so skinny and pretty.
Yeah,
she's enjoying so much.
Yeah, you just try it. Like I would say, just. I probably shouldn't tarnish your impression of Singapore, but I think you will find... Maybe it's true everywhere.
Huh?
Maybe it's true everywhere. If you're pretty, everyone accepts you.
Okay, then I know where I want to go.
What?
I want to go to England.
Oh, that's kind of nice.
Mm-hmm.
I like that idea.
Because, like, guys are so gentlemen there. And I love the accent. Yeah, I heard, like, more like Asian culture.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know... I think it might be interesting to see it because even though the English speaking country it's different, right? Not like America. So I'd like to see totally different side of the world.
I think that's pretty interesting.
We
too.
Can go together.
I don't know why I haven't really thought about what country I wanted to live in. If I want to live abroad, I would think I would go to Europe, somewhere in Europe. Because I feel very comfortable in Asia, typically. But I think in Europe, especially non-speaking, non-English speaking countries like, say, you know, Germany or Sweden or Finland or somewhere non-English speaking, I think that would be a good challenge for me. Germany, I don't know why I think Germany, I can learn something new. Or France. How about France?
France, I heard positive and negative.
Yeah,
no
I'm sure
offense.
It's everywhere.
No offense, but if you're not English speaking, I mean, if you're not French speaker.
Yeah.
But challenge. It's everywhere.
But that, when you go, yeah. You want to challenge yourself to speak French,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But that's a good, I would probably go to France or Germany.
I want to go Germany, England. I want to go Spain too. Do you want to go Spain?
Oh, Spain's kind of nice.
Spain, Rome.
Italy.
Italy, yeah.
I've been to Italy.
Oh.
What do you mean? Oh. I've been to Italy. I've never lived there. Italy is probably, oh my gosh. I think, do you think we'll lose weight if we live in Europe?
Oh, yes.
Because I think there's a lot of walking there.
Yeah, and if we have to, I mean, if I go back home, I'll already lose it. Because air in Japan make you lose weight.
Ah.
It's called... image.
Huh? It's all
all about image and people stare at you. Like, I should say hidden pressure.
Hidden pressure?
Yeah, just like Singapore, like you said.
Yeah.
You have to be skinny. However, I was so excited when I went back to Japan this time. That weight, girls' weight are heavier and heavier and heavier. I found so many girls heavier than me while I was in Japan.
Wow, and you're happy about it, I'm sure.
I know. I told my mom, I said, Mom, I don't look fat anymore here. She's like, no, you're not. And I'm like, look at the girl. It's not nice.
Why is it?
Look at over there. And then like,
is it because food? All the pressure, it becomes like, you know, challenging. Oh, wait, let me quickly answer the question. Gomenasai Ryo Jinchuriki said, Gomenasai, I disconnected. Also, I'm new about Hangout. I don't know how to use. That's been a long time now using. Oh, hi, Ryu. It's okay. Yeah. And what is this? Oh, genki desu ka?
Yes, I'm fine. Thank you, Ryu.
Yeah, genki desu.
So anyway, the reason also I heard Japan, actually, Little Chunky is popular now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, boy, guys think chunkier girl make them feel more like comfortable.
Oh, okay.
I mean, like, you know, comforting.
Hey, where did I... Oh, here it is. Bruno also said that he's 23 years old.
Oh, I wish I were 23.
He said he wants to live in America.
Oh, okay.
He said he went to New York City for vacation last month.
Okay.
And I want to live there. Brazilian sign language teacher. Oh!
Oh, wow!
Do you understand American sign language? Yes. How do you say yes? Yeah. Oh, I totally forgot. ASL? Do you understand ASL?
You are awesome.
Are you hearing or deaf? Bruno, are you hearing or deaf? Anyway,
I'm sure he's hearing because he's communicating with us.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Well, what if he can't hear but he cannot speak?
Well, I'm sure he'd listen to us.
Yes. Sorry, dumb. How can I connect live broadcast? You cannot connect. We did not open this to chat. We are doing this as a show. So Ryu, you cannot connect, but you can interact with us using Q&A. So
wow.
4 more minutes.
Sign language.
What other resurrection?
I think that's it.
Huh? That's it? Why? Well,
how about you, Ding?
I do not believe in resurrections.
Okay.
I do want to, I want to not overeat.
Well, that kind of goal, right? Goal is your resurrection, so.
Yeah, I just have to like make it into that.
Yeah.
Yeah. How can I, oh wait, so Ryu asks again, how can I connect your broadcast? It's been 15 months as I am army military mission. Oh, where are you from? Can you tell us where you're from? Ryu de Janeiro?
Huh?
Tie it all back. Anyway, so I don't know. I really want to do... Don't get distracted by this. Let me take care of this.
No, he said arigato.
I know. So don't pay attention.
Because of this.
Because it makes our show not nice. Especially if you're not on Hangout.
2014, I'm going to be fabulous.
Is that what you said last year? Yeah, that's what you said last year.
I'm gonna make sure that I'm fabulous. And how about I'm going to stop comparing? Oh, I'm getting so much better. Ding dong.
Oh, with like comparing other
comparing
people?
Comparing with other people, like the way they look.
Ah.
So, you know, oh, she's fat or whatever, you know, whatever thing.
Oh, okay.
That's
anyway.
Something I need to challenge.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Let it through.
Bruno said that he can understand a little bit of American Sign Language. It's different, but he can understand it. My video's not ASL, but Brazilian Sign Language. Yeah, got it. Yeah, okay. Well, that's good.
So obviously he's listening. He's not that deaf.
Yeah, yeah. Because I a long time ago, I used to learn ASL. How do you do ASL now? I forgot.
I don't know. You're the one who's fluent.
ASL? Oh, I forgot. Sorry. Anyway, but Ryu is from Turkey.
Mm.
Yes.
In Turkey?
Oh, he was. I was M48 A5-1 tank aimer in critical mission zone. In critical zone. Wow. I don't know what he said, but it sounds like he pointed aim at something. right? He's in the military, he said. Huh. Mm, okay. Oh, and Bruno has a video to share with us. Ooh. Shall we check it out?
Yeah, check it out.
Okay, let's go check out Bruno's videos. This is such a boring show. I'm so sorry. Maybe we won't post this because we're talking to other people instead of doing our show. Maybe we shouldn't interact with other people. I think it makes the show not so good. What the hell?
So, what?
You want to talk about it?
I think he's doing sign language.
Yeah.
Oh, he is very cute.
Oh, you got a fan now, Bruno.
Bruno, look at you.
Oh, he's got music.
You cute.
Okay, so we were just watching Bruno's videos.
Bruno, you're so cute.
Okay, so what did he say? All right, this show is about Bruno. Okay, whatever.
Yeah, it's very
You can spell using sign, right? Yes, yes. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, U, V. L, M, A, T, U, V, and
X.
X, Y, Z, Z. Okay, there. Yeah.
So you, Bruno, cute.
Yeah, anyway, so 21 minutes. No wonder we have no listeners. I think our shows suck anymore.
Our shows suck anymore?
Yes.
Oh, why you said that?
Because I don't feel.
Huh?
Oh, I don't feel. I think we're distracted.
I think we are just distracted so much. That's okay. Why. Yeah.
So maybe next show I'll turn off Q&A.
Yes. Just,
okay. Yeah. So that it's just us. I feel like we're interacting too much. Okay, anyway, 2014 Resurrection is to not interact with the listeners.
That's so mean, but yeah.
No. We do welcome our two new listeners.
Yes, exactly.
I think Rio from Turkey and... Bruno should start listening to our show.
Yes, you
can
should.
Either watch it on YouTube. You can go to youtube.com/dingthebell, or you can go to iTunes and look for Ding the Bell as well and listen to us that way. Oops. So yeah, there. Come back to us next week again. We will post another show. Now, I thought our 2014 resurrection for the show is to do more shows.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Do you promise?
Yes.
Even when there's like icy, we'll do a remote show. Cheers.
Cheers. As long as the stability is stable.
What do you mean stability is stable? As long as this, as long as January 1st is on January on the 1st.
As long as January 1st is on January 1st.
Hey, when is New Year's this year?
January 1st. January 1st, right?
Yeah.
It's on Wednesday.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. Yes, Ryu, Google Hangout did change a whole lot.
You know what? Did you know, as you get older,
yeah,
you really started being careless?
Wait, what do you mean careless?
Like, you don't really, kind of like, you know, when you're younger, you're so worried about what
people think about
what
you.
What people think about you. Or like,
totally
what,
agree.
What to say. What to say to people, and like, I mean, like filter. Like, I feel like I'm getting less filter.
Give me an example.
Like, you know, I'm more like, I'm not afraid to speak up now. Like, I kind of say my mind out.
Yeah, you know, a lot of old people always do that.
I know I'm getting older because like, you know, I didn't want to offend people. That's why I just didn't want to say anything before. Well, that's not my personality anyway. But then whenever like younger girls say, yeah, she speak her mind out, right? Uh-huh, uh-huh. So then I'm like, oh my God, that's mean. I'm not, I don't have filter anymore. I do have big, thick, junk filter, like my junk fat skin, right? But I mean, I don't care that much what people think about me, you know what I mean? The way, I mean, of course I care about the way I look, but I'm like, I sort of have more attitudes like, if you don't like me, just go fuck yourself kind of thing. You know what I mean? Yeah, like, yeah. You're just whatever. I'm just myself.
Did you feel it this way this year or?
it changed this past year a lot. I mean, well, 2013 was maybe awaken.
Oh, okay.
Because maybe age.
Yeah, I think so. We have another listener. His name is Exigen Source. He said, "Hey guys, South African in London here. Hi, South African in London.
London!
Interesting show you have. Pro tip. Drink some alcohol whilst doing a show. Right here. We are drinking our alcohol. It's great viewing the next day." It's great viewing right now. So,
This is strong shot.
Cheers, 2014. Cheers to, drink up.
Yeah.
Sake. You drink sake, you suck it. Anyway.
Wow, that was not funny.
That was not funny at all. We gotta close up the show.
Okay, thank you. 25 minutes.
Please come back to our next show. Sorry, the show sucked. Next show, we are gonna turn off show interactivity so that we're not distracted, because we do have real topics to talk about going into 2014.
That's right.
Again, one of our show's resurrection or resolutions, to speak properly, is to do more shows.
That's right.
I don't know whether we... Is that kind of like our show, to do more show resurrection? Is that kind of like our losing weight resurrection, where it started off like kind of hot and then we're like...
Yeah, but you know what? Every time... Well, after we kind of committed this, every time we see each other for show, we can see us skinnier and skinnier.
Huh? What do you mean? I don't understand why it has to do with the fat.
When we're trying to lose weight, so every time we do video, we will look thinner and thinner and thinner.
Okay.
So that's our goal too.
Okay.
So then at the end of the year 2014, we'll compare beginning of 2013 video. Beginning of, this is 2014, the end of year video.
Wow.
We'll compare. We'll know
how
thin we became.
Okay. All right. Good.
Why are you not so motivated?
About what?
You. Are you excited?
About what?
Like losing weight?
No, I'm frankly...
Frankly!
What?
Frankly!
I'm tired.
Being fat.
Of being skinny. No!
Huh?
I'm tired of the idea of wanting to be skinny. I'm fed up with the idea of wanting to be skinny.
Oh, okay. Next show, we're going to talk about that. Come back.
Next
show?
Thank
you.
Well, Ryu said, I want to watch next Hangout. Can you give me the time? Actually, it's just going to be after this. After we finish this show, we close it up. We'll start a new Hangout. So you can immediately watch this. So we record our shows back to back. Okay? All right. Hope you can join us next show. All right. Bye.
See you in a bit. Ding, ding, ba-ding.